So this coming Tuesday is Asara B'Teves, the 10th day of Teves, which is one of the four fast days, Zecher U'Churba, that we fast, remember the destruction of the temple. The Navi tells us, Navi Zechariah tells us, the fast of the fourth month, they talk in months, not in days. Fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, the fast of the seventh month, and the fast of the tenth month. The fast of the fourth month is the fast of Yud Zayin Tammuz. The fast of the fifth month is Tisha B'Av. The fast of the seventh month is Tzom Gedalia. And the one we're coming up to this Tuesday, the fast of the tenth month, which is Asara B'Teves, the tenth day of Teves, that was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the siege. The Nebuchadnezzar went around, started the siege of Jerusalem, for the first temple, and which led to the destruction of the Churban. So there, the other fast days we have is Yom Kippur. That's a biblical fast day. And the other fast day we have is Tainis Esther. That's a Tainis Shel Simcha. That's a different type of Tainis. So Asara B'Teves is one of the four fast days we do. We remember the destruction of the temple. So there's something unique about Asara B'Teves we don't find about the other four fast days, the other four mentioned in the Navi. That the Beis Yosef of Yosef Cairo quotes an opinion from the Avid Drahum. The Avid Drahum was one of the Rishonim, the earlier commentators. He says, when Asara B'Teves falls out on Tuesday this year, he says, you know what? If Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, either this past Shabbos, next Shabbos, you know what? We'd fast on Shabbos. He says, if Asara B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we'd fast on Shabbos.
But I can't.
Right, so it's when you're doing one of your, whether you're a scientist or any other field, you say, the best thing is to say a chiddush that can't be disproven. You can't be proven right. What do I mean? Because the way our calendar is set up, Asara B'Teves cannot fall out on Shabbos, so we'll never know. We won't be tested. But a little hint to that is, generally speaking, we try to avoid fasting on a Friday. So, in other words, if Tainis Esther comes out the way a calendar is set up, if the fast would come out on Friday, we move it to a Thursday. We generally never try to fast on a Friday. You go into Shabbos like fasting, etc. However, the one exception to the rule is Asara B'Teves, the 10th of Teves. And this does happen, and it happens. The 10th of Teves can fall out on Friday and does. And when it does, we fast on Friday. So we see a lady, Asara B'Teves, this is a little different that normally we don't fast on Friday And why do we fast on? So why does the Avid Drahum say we would fast even on Shabbos? He says because he connects it to Yom Kippur. Because what do we do when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos? What do? We fast on Yom Kippur. So he says in the pasuk in Yechezkel writes by Asara B'Teves be'etzem hayom hazeh, on this day, which he links. It says a similar language by Yom Kippur. So that's how the Avid Drahum learns that even on. He compares Asara B'Teves to Yom Kippur in the sense that just like Yom Kippur, you fast on Shabbos, so to Asara B'Teves. The Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo, who quotes him, says, I have no idea where he got this from. I don't know his source. Where does it come from? And in fact, Rav Soloveitchik was even stronger. He says it's got to be a typo. He would never say such a thing. There's no way he would say. You got to give him some credit. He never would say such a statement like this. However, others say it's not a typo, and they want to come up with an explanation. Let's take him at face value that he says that you would fast on Asara B'Teves. So what would be the logic? What would be based on? So there's a famous Chasam Sofer, one of the great Achronim. He wants to suggest as follows. He says, we have to go back to other type of fast days. So, as we mentioned, on one hand, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, we do fast, but Yom Kippur is biblical. When Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, Yes, and it can, and it does many times. What do we do? Do we fast on Shabbos or not? No. When do we fast?
Sunday.
So therefore, see, in contrast to, so on Tisha B'Av, on Yom Kippur, we fast on Shabbos, but on Yom Kippur, we fast on Tisha B'Av. I said, why? Because for perennials, because we're, Tisha B'Av is not a happy day, it's a tragic day, so we always push off, we push off perennials. My backup, Tov Shnayim Min HaEchad. And actually, Tov Shnayim Min HaZero is really the point, not Min HaEchad. So it points out that something which is bad, we try to push off. So we don't want to, we don't want to make the fast of Tisha B'Av before we have to fast, so we push it off. In contrast to Tainus Esther, which is known as the Tainus Shel Simcha, that we move up. So Tisha B'Av falls. So Tisha B'Av is more chomer than Asara B'Teva. So if that's why it seems crazy. How could if it comes by Tisha B'Av, we wouldn't fast on Shabbos, and in general we. Tisha B'Av has, the Gemara talks about Shani Tisha B'Av Shehuk B'Lot Tzaras. We treat Tisha B'Av stricter than the other three. We start the night before. We treat it like a Yom Kippur in the sense that we don't wear leather shoes. We don't do the Inuyim. So how could Asara B'Tavis be stricter than Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, when it falls out on Shabbos, we push off to Sunday. So the Chasim, so where do we find a fast that you would, besides Yom Kippur, when would you find a scenario where you're, we'll see if you're permitted or not, but that you fast on Shabbos. So it's not one of the fast days.
Chalom.
Correct. So there's a concept called dream. A tainis chalom. If you have a bad dream, I don't just mean a bad dream, the Pats lost or something, or Brady threw a pick six, but you have a real bad dream, like someone got hurt, someone, you know, like real serious, someone sick, whatever, you know. And let's say if you wake up and you think you don't take the dream seriously, it's a joke, it doesn't bother you, okay, so then maybe we could, you know, this is what to discuss, not to fast. Let's assume you take it seriously, like you're really shooken up, really something really bad is going to happen, and you take it seriously. So the halacha is you fast on Shabbos. Interesting, the case, Rav Chaim Volozhin writes that the concept of Aveira Lishma, doing an Aveira for a good cause, he says, doesn't apply after the Torah was given. But actually, his students mean, this means it's rare. It's not that it doesn't happen, because Tosus writes, based on the Gemara, this is an example. Really, you can't fast on Shabbos. How could it be, if I have a tainis chalom, I fast on Shabbos? So Tosus writes, this is a case of aveira lishma. In other words, we if you're really shooken up by it, so then we recommend, why can't I just fast on Sunday? Because the nevuah is like a shtickle, dreams is like a form of a prophecy, a very low form of prophecy. It could be Dvarim B'Teilam also. So there's a concept, if you want to be nullify the decree, you have to. It's better to fast on that day. Or else we'd say, so therefore we recommend you fast today, even though you're not allowed to fast today, because you're concerned about it. And in fact, the Gemara says, and if you fast today, you got to make it up by fasting tomorrow also. You fast today because you're shooken up, and because you fasted on Shabbos, which is an Aveira, we make you make it up by fasting on Sunday.
Did you say it nullifies any prophecy?
No, I said when you have a dream, so the Gemara talks about, it's like
nullify
one...
Nullify that.
No, I said it's 1/70 of Nevuah, So, it's 1/70 of prophecy, and therefore you're very worried about it, so therefore you want to fast. Yes, so by fasting, that's one of the ways to try and
nullify the negative.
Right, nullify the negative, right. So Tainis Chalom, whatever the lum this is, and you have to fast again on Sunday, it's double trouble. So you get a double whammy. You fast on Shabbos, and you have to fast on Sunday. So what's the difference? How come when it comes to Tainis Chalom, we fast on Shabbos, but Tisha B'Av we don't? Like, you would think Tisha B'Av would be much stricter. Like, both temples were destroyed, so many terrible events happened on Tisha B'Av, and yet we say, it's okay, don't fast. How could Tainis Chalom be stricter? So the Chasana says, it depends on the following principle. Why are you fasting? Are you fasting for an event that happened in the past? Are you fasting for an event that you think might happen in the future that will put people in danger yourself? I'm not saying it's a sakana, a real sakana, but something you're really afraid is going to happen in the future. He says, the only time you fast on Shabbos is if you're afraid of an upcoming event, something you're concerned about, a future event, like a tainis chalom, someone's going to die, someone's very sick, something's going to happen, you had a terrible dream. So something to nullify a future calamity, that we say, even better to fast on Shabbos. But Tisha B'Av, as terrible day as it is, we're fasting because of the terrible events that happened in the past. It's a universal day of mourning. We could give lists of 100 things that happened on Tisha B'Av. So anytime you're fasting over a past event, it's not enough to fast on Shabbos. So, and that's why, and so therefore he explains that the question is then, so what does that have to do with Asar B'Tevis? I thought Asar B'Tevis was fasting about what happened during over the Korban Bayis Rishon and the Nebuchadnezzar. So the Chasen Sofer writes, based on Midrashim, every year Asara Bateva, so this coming Monday night, Tuesday, it's God determines in Shamayim whether the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt or destroyed. Obviously, depending if it's destroyed, so the Gemara says, any generation doesn't have the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, it's like you destroyed it. So every Asara B'Tevis is determined, will the Beis HaMikdash be rebuilt this year? So he says, so why are you fasting on Asara B'Tevis? You want to get the din in Shamayim that God's going to get us to rebuild the temple. So on Asara B'Tevis, I'm fasting on a future event. I'm not fasting about what happened in the past. If it was just over a past event, you couldn't eat on Shabbos. You can't fast on Shabbos. Therefore he explains that's the pshat in the Avid Drum, that we're fasting over a, because what's worse than the Beis HaMikdash not being rebuilt? And in fact, we know that that in Jewish history we have different events that happened in the past, like Tisha B'Av. What happened on Tisha B'Av? The Meragav, the sin of the spies. What happened on the 17th day of Tammuz? The Luchos, the tablets were broken. What happened on Asara B'Tevis? So we have no record of anything. So Rav Fisher, this Rav in Yerushalayim, wants to suggest a possibility. He says, you know what happened on Asara B'Tevis? Mechiras Yosef, the selling of Yosef by his brothers. He says, where does he get it from? So he has a couple of riots. One of them is as follows. He says, in Kabbalah, in mystical circles, each month has a name. So what's the month of Tevis? It's the month of the Tui, the month of the goat. What does the goat have to do with Yosef? That what did the brothers do? They dipped his coat from the blood of the goat and showed his father. So he says, the month of Tevis, he says, you know what happened? You know why Asara B'Tevis is such a terrible day? Because that's the day they saw. And that's why it always falls out near Parshas Vayigash. Why? Because what's Vayigash? Vayigash Elav Yehuda. The unification of the brothers. What was the sin of the brothers? Sin as chinam, hating Yosef, unwarranted hatred, and that caused terrible hatred that they went down to Golis, they went down to Mitzrayim. So Asara B'Tevis is the day, is the kapara for therefore we have to do tshuva all the time on fast days, but especially with other machavero, especially during this time, interpersonal relations to make up for the sin of Mechiras Yosef. So we have the Avid Drum at a tremendous chiddush, you fast even on Shabbos. Other sort of, so what's the, because that's the fast, because we have the chance to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash now. Every Asar B'Tevis is determined an event in the future, so we're fasting on a future event, and therefore, I would assume, according to Avi Drum, you wouldn't have to fast again on Sunday. He would assume this is an Aveir Lishma, and that's what happened on Asar B'Tevis, the sale of Yosef, and we have to atone for the sin of Yosef and his brothers. With Avas Chinam, as Rav Kook always used to say, if Sinas Chinam brought the destruction of the temple, we have to go to the opposite extreme of Avas Chinam and love a person just because he's a Jew in order to bring back the temple.